Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Bondage Practice. This file has me using bondage on you, because I would like to practice a few different knots, and I'm sure we won't get too tangled up in the details. However, this will require you to stand very still. Imagine for a moment that we're in a very spacious room. I have some rope, I have time, and I have some things I want to try out on you. I'm sure it doesn't take a lot of imagination to consider the various possibilities that this situation would give me. The question is, are you ready? Do you want me to tie you up? To use various ropes and knots and ways in which I will restrict your body from moving? Do you want to feel my influence over you? With the ropes as my medium, there will be not much left of your freedom. All you'll be able to do is simply accept what is happening to you. Well, you can always let me know if you feel uncomfortable or would like to adjust, and I will be ready to set you free at a moment's notice. You merely have to ask. I wonder if you will, or if you'd prefer to let your mind wander into that space that results from having your freedom taken away, your body unable to move and your mind having to accept the situation. But look at me talking. I should be tying you up, letting you feel the ropes one by one restricting your will. As such, we're going to begin somewhere simple. As I carefully take your hands, I begin to wind a rope around your wrist. It doesn't take long to have one wrist already covered with a few windings of rope. And then, because it is more fun to tie one thing to the other, I begin to do the same to the other wrist. Continuing the knot and then going over and under, hooking around, and soon both your wrists are wonderfully tied and not too tight. It would be difficult to escape from this, but you can still walk and move your arms. You're still able to do whatever you want as long as you don't need to spread your arms or... Well, let's see if we can fix that. Another rope. This time it'll take me quite a bit longer. Looping it around your arm, so I can go arm, chest, arm, back, arm, chest. Back and forth, in and out. And as I bind your arms to your chest, every breath, every little movement causes the ropes to rub along your skin, around your arms, behind your back, around your arm, then to the front, over your chest, then between your arm again and around, and so I keep going until multiple lines of rope are pressing against your back and chest. I'm sure you can feel the pressure, and as you breathe in, it intensifies a little, and when you breathe out, you relax even more. Just for fun, I also tie down your ankles. Just like your wrist, it doesn't take that long. A few wounds around, windings confining you to be stuck. And then the other, connecting them together with the same rope. And while you're standing, it's all perfectly fine. What's interesting is that all those ropes around your chest also would be able to lift you or pull you. I could gently press you backwards, and because you cannot step, you can feel yourself hanging back into the ropes just a little bit. Carefully, I stand you back up. Then I do the same thing, pushing you forward but holding the ropes so you can feel the pressure of them even stronger. And again, carefully, keeping you upright. Yes, I think this will work just fine. I slowly begin to undo the ropes, starting with your ankles so at least you can keep your balance. You'd be surprised how easy it is to undo those knots. For you, it's hard to escape, but for me, I can take them away just like that. Then the ropes around your wrists, because it's fun to let the ones around your chest and back stay a little bit longer. And finally, I begin to unwind all those ins and outs, behind and in front, until the last thread is removed from your capture. This was fun. Let's see what else we can do. This is practice, after all. We shouldn't enjoy it too much. Perhaps, instead of letting you stand, I could let you sit down here. On this chair will do just fine. And with those legs, the chairs that is, I could easily tie down most of your lower leg to them. So let's do that. Loose bindings that just go from just below your knee down over your shin, around and around until one of your legs is completely captured and tied down to the chair. The other leg, from low to high, following the threads, more windings around your shin, up and up and up, until you're aware that your legs are wonderfully tied and your mind is, well, not quite as deep as before. Let's see what we can do with your wrists this time. Ah, yes. Around the back of your neck and then around your wrist, holding your arms in front of your body. If you let them sink, it'll pull you down with the weight of your arms. As your arms begin to lean on your neck, you can also feel the pressure of your mind relaxing, softly tied close to your neck, and then wonderfully heavy as the back and forth of the rope rubs both over your wrists and neck. What else? Just below your armpits, a rope or two around the back of the chair will prevent you from falling over, and then a little lower on your chest. Yes, this looks pleasant. Oh, and just to make things interesting, let's connect the rope that is around your chest and the chair also to your neck, so that if you lean forwards you feel extra tight. The front of your neck is still free, of course. It's only your chest that is a little constricted. It looks like you're having fun as well. I think the feeling of the ropes rubbing against your skin is having an effect on you. And these strange positions in which you are forced to stay allow for some other stimulation to occur. I'm forgetting something. Oh, of course. I know what I want to do now. For that, we kind of have to start over. So let's slowly undo these ropes. Starting with your neck and wrists, slowly setting them free one by one, until all the ropes are gone again. Then freeing your chest, loop after loop fading away, and finally relieving the pressure and capture of your legs. It takes a little longer to unwind what was wound, going down and then up again. for the last one right now. Stand up again, and I'm going to put the rope first around the back of your neck, a few knots in the front, then down, being pulled between your legs, and then back all the way up again to that loop behind your neck. Then it's time to zigzag down. Two ends going both sides, nicely mirrored, crossing over your chest, pressing down onto it. Cross again and again, pulling the front and the back together. And this simple harness is just a start. Quickly, I allow you to lay down. With the harness itself, it's still easy to move your arms and legs completely free, but not for long. Oh no. Now we're going to make sure to really tie you up. Let's start with your ankles. Pushing your legs in such a way that your feet end up close to your ass. Then rope from ankle to thigh, from thigh to shin, properly fitting you in such a way that you cannot stretch your leg anymore. Shin, thigh, shin, thigh. And then, of course, ropes in between to make sure that it sticks. The other leg will have to endure the same loss of freedom. Pushed, then bound, ankle, thigh, shin, thigh. It takes a while to properly weave the ropes around your skin so that you are trapped within. Then I'm going to do the same to your arms. Moving your hands to your shoulders and tying your wrists close. Then the same thing again. Upper arm, lower arm, so that they are stuck and you cannot move. The feeling of the ropes pressed against your skin is increasing with every piece of rope. This is starting to look really nice, but I'm not done just yet. See, now we have five separate pieces. Each arm, each leg, and the harness. What would happen if we start to connect it all together so that every single twitch of your body pulls a rope somewhere else? Looping through the ropes, tightening them slightly, so that each twist, each breath, pulls a rope somewhere else. When you breathe in deep, your arms and legs tighten. When you twitch with your arms, you can even feel it in your legs. And the rope is pressing between your legs as well. I guess that's one of the downsides of a harness. Just for fun, as I walk around you, I pull on some of the ropes, letting you feel the tightness increasing and decreasing. It almost feels as if I would lift you at times. And I continue to pull, tightening it a little bit, then letting go again, in a rhythm, tight, loose, tight, loose, that is causing your mind to rapidly blank, tight, loose, and I wonder how long it would take for your mind to simply switch off and drop, tight, loose, tight, loose. And as I continue it a little while longer to make sure that you're almost blissfully passed out in the pleasure of bondage, I wonder if you'd even notice me slowly undoing all the ropes, disconnecting the pieces, slowly releasing one arm, letting it flop down, then slowly releasing the other as well. Carefully placing it so everything is comfy. Needing some time to release the first leg. And feeling the relief as you stretch it without even thinking. The other leg follows not so long after, and I leave the harness for now as it's difficult to remove with you all relaxed. I loosen it a little to make sure it's not too tight, and in a moment, when I count you back up, I'm sure you'll still feel the marks impressed upon your skin. One, two, slowly waking, three, four, more aware, five, six, almost there, seven, eight, almost awake, and 9, 10, awake. And thank you for helping. I'm sure that being used for practice was such hardship. Enjoy the afterglow and the impressions that it left. Have fun.